The Big Bang, the Earth's Age and the Population. This pamphlet quotes scientists and takes a common sense, scientific look at the Big Bang theory. As it states in the Academic Press Dictionary of Science and Technology, that science is to discover facts and to formulate laws and principles based on these facts that can be verified or tested by further investigation. The Big Bang Explosion. Georges Lemaître, by many hailed as the greatest scientist that you have ever heard of, was a Belgian priest, astronomer and professor of physics at the University of Leuven. He proposed and suggested the theory that the expansion of the universe had originally resulted from an explosion of a superatom, which hurtled all materials in all directions and set the universe in motion. The meaning of theory is something suggested by someone as a reasonable explanation for facts. Facts concerning explosions. My aunt got killed in an explosion. Activate over 1,000 explosions and they are all destructive, without exception. We have all seen the results. Dead, burned, or maimed bodies and surroundings. Every single one is destructive. Yet we are led to believe that the biggest bang and the greatest explosion of all times was a creative one. This is, let's suppose, pseudoscience and opposite of any reasoning science, which is supposed to be based on facts, tests, proven results and formulas. This literally takes the lid off Pandora's box, as no proof or evidence is needed to support this science. A Pandora box has come to signify the source of endless complications or trouble, one whose origin is deceptively simple, it says in the ancient history about .com. Life on a sterile Earth? Evolution states that the Earth was able to support life only after the planet had cooled down enough to a rocky crust to solidify, and that life was formed in the primordial soup or early seas. We don't know how long this cooling down process was. One fact about life that we do know is that in order to kill bacteria, viruses, protozoan, parasites, amoebas, and all life forms, science has proven that we should boil or burn the items. The Earth was much hotter than the boiling point of water. Hence, the Earth was 100% completely sterile, just like we sterilize needles, syringes, and scalpels. The simple Merriam-Webster dictionary for sterile states: it is not able to produce crops or plants, it is not able to produce children, young animals, etc., and it is not able to grow or develop. The Big Bang, how? So we don't know, it just happened. If I ask my children who did this and they answer me, "We don't know, it just happened," then I know that they're not telling me the truth. We have the law of biogenesis. Louis Pasteur formulated the law of biogenesis, that living things come only from other living things. This law has been criticized and contradicted because it doesn't fit the evolution thought pattern of spontaneous generation. Although contradicted and criticized because of advances in germ theory and cell theory, these are all theories, and not one single scientific experiment has proven the law of biogenesis wrong. Pasteur also stated that spontaneous generation is a dream fantasy. The human brain. Neuroscientist Jeff Lichtman, he's an MD, PhD, professor of molecular and cellular biology, lectured at Harvard about the complexity of our human brain, and that if we try to index it, we need several billion petabytes of data storage. 1 petabyte is 1,000 terabytes, or equals 1,000,000 gigabytes. This shows that in order to attempt to index our brain, we need at least 2 billion petabytes, which equals 100 million times all the Google data as of July 2013. Let's take a look at the Encyclopedia Britannica. If I insist and tell you in all sincerity that there occurred an explosion in a print shop and consequently the 32 volumes of the Encyclopaedia Britannica came eventually together as a result, then obviously I have lost my reasoning senses and you'll advise me to see a psychiatrist, and you should. Yet the Encyclopaedia Britannica is non-living matter, which has a much greater probability to be assembled from non-living matter than living matter being assembled from non-living sterile matter. To index the Encyclopaedia Britannica takes 1 GB, 1 GB. To index our brains, not to mention the rest of the body, takes at least 2 quadrillion GB. My theory of the Encyclopaedia Britannica evolving from a print shop explosion is obviously nonsensical. However, it is 2 quadrillion times more possible than my brain eventually coming together from an explosion in space. Harvard cracks DNA storage. The article explains the work carried out by George Church and Sri Kasturi basically treats DNA as another digital storage device. DNA can survive for hundreds of thousands of years in a box in your garage. In a droplet of DNA that would fit on the tip of your pinky to store the same kind of data on hard drives, the densest storage medium in use today, you would need 233 3-terabyte drives weighing 151 kilos. Biological storage allows us to record everything. If you download the hard copy, you can get the links and the reference material. The absolute pinnacle of science, with the unbelievable complex DNA biological data storage taken from living creatures, there should be no doubt in anybody's mind that there has to be an incomprehensible genius mind which designed everything. This has nothing to do with religion. This mind is the ultimate, absolute pinnacle of science, and we still constantly make new discoveries concerning life and mass through science. Professor Stephen Hawking, a professed atheist, said, "The remarkable fact that the values of these numbers seem to have been very finely adjusted to make possible the development of life. My question is, who adjusted these numbers?" Max Planck, Nobel quantum physicist, said, "We must assume the existence of a conscious and intelligent mind. This mind is the matrix of all matter." Werner Heisenberg, Nobel quantum physicist, said, "The first gulp of natural sciences will make you an atheist, but at the bottom of the glass, God is waiting for you." If we accept this ultimate mind to be God, then we should also believe his word. God is not a man that he should lie. Numbers 23:19. This brings us to the next step of doing some basic research in his word to determine the Earth's age. The age of the Earth. If you download the hard copy, you'll see scripture by scripture. For instance, Adam lived 130 years and he begot Seth. That's Genesis 5:3. Then Seth lived 105 years and begot Enos. And Enos lived 90 years and begot Canaan. So it goes down the list. And the grand total of the Earth's age in calendar years is 6,181. Now the actual total could slightly differ depending on which month of the year the sun was born. Then we have the world population. It is estimated that the world population reached 1 billion for the first time in 1804. As of March 2012, it reached 7 billion. The statistics are from the USCB. Over a good 200 years, the population nearly multiplied by 7. Let's do some basic math. According to evolution, the Homo sapiens, that is us humans, developed 40,000 years ago. 40,000 years means 200 periods of 200 years. Every 200 years, the population nearly multiplies 7 times. However, due to the harsh living conditions, lack of medical supplies, and fighting of dinosaurs, we will be generous towards the evolution theory and we will calculate that the population only doubled every 200 years instead of 7 times. So we have 29,000 years ago, after 11,000 years, we would have 55 periods of 200 years. So that is 2 to the power of 55, or a total of 36 quadrillion, 28 trillion, 797 billion, 18,963,968 people. That is close to 4.5 million times the present-day world population of 7.9 billion. Okay, this number divided by the world land area by 510 trillion and 100 billion square meters would mean that 29,000 years ago we had 70 people living per square meter. Maybe it's time that the writings of the ultimate mind or God, also known as the Bible, should be declared as factual concerning our origins, and that in view of human right for religious freedom, where each is free to believe as one wishes, the theory of evolution should officially be declared a religion. Most of this information is taken from In the Beginning, Then What. At johanpeters.in you find 65 plus pamphlets like these on all kinds of subjects. You can choose from 9 books. Other sites sell my books, but at johanpeters.in all downloads are free. There'll be no cookies and no information requests, so we can pass it on.